Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
An Odyssey Station.
From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A protest is planned for today in Minneapolis after a 22-year-old black man was fatally shot Wednesday by a SWAT team executing a warrant.
Amir Locke's mother, Karen Wells.
Never would I have imagined that I would be standing up here talking about the execution of my son by the Minneapolis Police Department.
Locke was shot while reaching for a gun after officers rushed into the apartment. His aunt, Linda Tyler.
Amir was a gun-carrying license. Individual. NRA should be excited about that.
Locke had no criminal history, according to family attorneys. The Minneapolis mayor imposing a moratorium on no-knock warrants. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Friday, former Vice President Mike Pence delivered one of his most direct rebuttals so far towards former President Trump and his false claims about the 2020 election.
President Trump is wrong. I had no right to overturn the election. The presidency belongs to the American people and the American people alone.
He was speaking to the Federalist Society in Florida. Russian President Vladimir Putin traveled to China for the opening ceremony of the Olympics. He met with Chinese leader Xi Jinping, and the two released a joint statement criticizing future NATO expansion in Europe. All this amid questions about Russia's military buildup near Ukraine as the U.S. sends forces to European allies. More from ABC's Patrick Reeval in Kiev.
In the snow in western Ukraine, American soldiers training with Ukrainian troops, members of Florida's National Guard showing them the ropes with U.S.-supplied weapons. Bunker-busting rockets, part of the Biden administration's efforts to reinforce Ukraine amid fears of Russian invasion.
Friday, the U.S. saw another grim milestone of the pandemic. More than 900,000 reported deaths, the most of any country. You're listening to ABC News.
Everybody, it's time to put some pep into your step and join us on the sunny side of the street. Everyone here at Senior Radio Buffalo is in a great mood because now it's time to introduce you to the man who is going to motivate you and inspire you to celebrate your life. Ladies and gentlemen, Western New York senior fitness guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness!
You know, just the other day, I was talking to the executive producer of this show, Joe Donesco, and I was telling him that with every passing year, we gain an advantage. I'm going to talk about that advantage coming up on Senior Radio Buffalo.
WBEN First Alert Forecast calls for mostly cloudy skies this afternoon. Quite cold with a high of 18. Partly cloudy tonight with rising temperatures late and a low of 8. Considerable cloudiness for tomorrow with a high of 34. Patchy clouds for tomorrow night with a low 26. Mainly cloudy Monday with a high 35. And a morning flurry Tuesday. Partly cloudy otherwise with a high 31. With the WBEN First Alert Forecast, I'm Gregory Patrick.
Thanks, Gregory Lee.
Gregory, partly cloudy, 14 degrees in Buffalo.
The following is paid programming.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Hello again, everyone. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. Thank you so much. You're so busy this time of year for fitting us in to your busy day. But you know, I can promise you always that we have information that is just so worthy of taking a few minutes and listening, because sometimes our information can change your life, and I'd like to think it changes your life for the better. Case in point, we're speaking with the experts over at the Stamm Law Firm. We've got Brian and Brad Stamm standing by, and we also have Amanda Townsend, who's an estate planning and estate administrator. As I have told you before, they have well over, 13, 14 different attorneys over there who can help you in really all different facets of life. Sometimes you think, oh, well, this is a personal issue that I've got over here, or this is estate litigation, or maybe I need somebody to help me with my Medicare. Stamm can do it all. They have so many different wonderful attorneys who specialize in so many different things. So good morning, everybody, and it's really cool to have you back with us.
Good morning, Linda. It's great to be back.
You know,
great to be back, Linda.
Thank you so much. A lot of us are getting together for the holidays, and unfortunately, there's less of us all the time. And I don't want to be moribund about this, you know, or be down, but it's so important as life goes on and as things change, is to have you folks working for us so you can help us navigate those tough times. And I'm talking about the fact that I know I'm going into the holidays missing a couple of members of my family who have passed away. This is when it is so important to have folks like you people standing by to help us navigate through this.
Linda, you said it absolutely correct. Navigating through the process. We talk about it a lot in our commercials and when we meet with clients. And that's really the procedure. And like you said, these conversations are not easy to have. It's not easy to call a lawyer's office, go in and meet, talk about your death or what's going to happen after you die and what's going to happen with your children or whomever. Those certainly are not easy conversations. But as we tell everybody, they're absolutely essential, because if you don't have that conversation and you don't engage in planning, so much of the things that you think are going to go somewhere may never go there. Or so many of the things you think you have in place may never be put into place. So that's why we're telling everybody, yeah, the conversation's tough, but I can promise you, you're going to enjoy the fact that you're going to learn this information, plan for your family and your loved ones, and you will feel better in the end. And Linda, like you said, the holiday time when families get together is the perfect time to be honest with you, to talk about this stuff with each other. You know, if mom or dad or someone in the family might be, you know, having a health issue or things are going a little different, is a perfect time to say, hey, why don't we get some information? Why don't we set up a meeting? What can it hurt, right?
Absolutely. And you know, with Zoom, you can have two people who are in town, and maybe you have a sibling who's out of town. You can all meet now via Zoom, so it's easier than ever, even if your people are out of town. You're right, guys. It's a hard conversation to have, but I can tell you it's harder if you don't have that conversation. My own dad passed of COVID this past April, and before he was so confident that everything was taken care of for my mother and for my siblings. And then when we actually looked at the information, it was not. There were very, very important papers that never got signed. Just because they got sent to their house, they just put them away, not opening and reading them. And it caused a lot of issues down the road and a lot of headaches that I'm sure my father didn't mean for us to have, but they were necessary, you know, to be able now to get his estate in order. We're trying to let people know that this happens all the time, and it's so complicated if you don't check this ahead of time and put it all in order.
Linda, you know, it's interesting you say that about your own father. We even have close friends, some of whom have lawyers in their family, and then somebody passed away or somebody's in the hospital, and they say, oh, well, everything's taken care of. And I say, well, let me just take a look at the documents. And a lot of things aren't taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And they just assume they were, or they're in mom's safe and must be signed. These weren't signed. They're not witnessed. Or they named a power of attorney who's no longer living. So what we do with our documents is when clients come in, we'll just say, let's take a look at what you have now. Maybe you don't need anything new. And there's some people we say to them, you don't need our help right now. But there's a lot of other people that we say, we need to update this. This person's no longer living in Buffalo. This wasn't signed, or a change in circumstance. Maybe somebody got recently married and they have their own kids. So there's always changes in life. And all those people we encourage come in when life changes or when things may change, and we'll just make sure you're up to date.
Absolutely, and families change. And you know what? You may have an opinion on how you would like your estate settled. You may have been estranged from someone in your family, and if you don't work this out ahead of time, you know, they're going to be there with everybody else. And Amanda, maybe you can weigh in on this, because estate planning and being having, you know, being an estate administrator can really let someone know that their final plans will happen exactly the way they wish.
Yes, that's absolutely correct, Linda. It's important to come in and ahead of time and get that set up and express how you want your estate, you know, distributed to your family members, your friends, once you pass, because it's not always a guaranteed thing if you cannot get that set up ahead of time.
And Brian and Brad, there's an awful lot of people who don't do this because they don't think that they really have anything. I don't have much. It'll be split among my kids. But you really need to explain to people in the way the legal system works. That's not always the case.
Linda, I have a situation. And this and that. Oh, you're taken care of, you're taken care of. So, of course, they just believed what they heard. Father dies. Now it requires a 2 or 3 step process in court with something crazy called a kinship hearing, which is not only expensive, but now you're proving that people are related to other people. It gets really dicey when people think they have things set up and they don't have it reviewed by lawyers like us who do this every day of our lives. And what it does is now it causes a tremendous amount of pressure, stress, and quite frankly, a lot of pain, because they don't, you know, these clients come in, I don't know what this means. Now I got a kinship hearing? What's a kinship hearing? Et cetera, et cetera. And we feel bad because we're like, oh boy. And you're right. If you do a little bit of planning and you come in and talk about it, it can happen so easily. Get done right.
Absolutely. And now more than ever, we're looking at a lot of blended families, and that's a beautiful thing. But like you say, there are now extra people. You might have your dad who's remarried. You might have your mom who divorced her second husband. And you have to look at all of these papers that were filed years and years ago and really make sure, take them to the Stamm law firm and make sure that everything is up to date and everything is still the way that you planned it to be. Now, let me just stop for a second and let everybody know where you guys are. The Stamm Law Firm has 2 locations in Williamsville and Clarence, or you can go to stammlaw.com. But in Williamsville, they're at 1127 Worley Drive, and in Clarence, they're right on Main Street. And they always say, let our family help your family. And each of their many attorneys has experience dealing with many, many different types of matters. You don't have to have a personal injury lawyer over here and then go to another office for your elder law. No, the Stamms can do it all for you. And they can tell you where you stand with everything. And you know, guys, as a little addendum to my dad's situation, when my sister went to take a look at all the legal papers, the lawyer had passed away. So that was even another, you know, another barrier with how are we going to find all this stuff out? Now, this person has passed away, and they never, you know, had all their stuff moved from one office to the next. So you just never know, and that's a terrible feeling as you're getting older to say, I'm really not sure about how everything is going to pan out after I'm gone.
Linda, you know what's great about that? We remove those barriers from families' lives. Because, first of all, as my dad has always said, now Brad and I are taking over the law firm. He's slowly retiring. Mm-hmm. My brother has two kids in law school right now. We have young lawyers in our office. The Stams are going to be here for a long time. And that is a scary thing when someone says, well, his lawyer was up in Lewiston, but he's no longer in business, or he passed away.
Right.
Where are you going to find these documents then?
Exactly.
Because not everybody keeps their documents at home. People lose their real estate stuff, their house deed. So these are critical things that it's nice to know a multi-generational family like ours will be here for the long run. We're Buffalo natives. We're Western New York natives. We're going to stay here for the remainder of our lives, and we're going to continue helping people of Western New York.
And Amanda, I'm sure you're finding out that when people come in, the Stams are like part of the family, and it is such a wonderful, secure feeling when you sit down to work with people who really know what they're doing and really can help you. And people, you know, a lot of people can go into a lawyer's office and feel very, you know, well, I'm kind of feeling a little insecure about all this. But you folks make everything so relatable, and you help people understand all the documents that you're signing. And you never do feel intimidated. You have more people leaving your office smiling and ready to come back, you know, for other documents they might need. It really takes all the fear out of and the intimidation out of going to a lawyer's office.
Yes, that's absolutely our goal, Linda, is to make everyone feel comfortable and really understand the documents that they're signing, and to break it down in a simple way so that it can all go smoothly.
Yeah, and again, just as Brian and Brad are saying, folks, you're getting together with family this time of year. It's important to have those tough conversations, because you'll find once you start talking, they're not as hard, believe it or not, to get through, and everybody has something to say. But I can guarantee that life can be much harder if you don't have those conversations. If you're going to do it with people like Greg and Brad and Amanda and their incredible staff, because there's so much information that you're going to come out with, and you're going to feel so good about how your estate will be handled. Everything will be spelled out for you. The stamlaw.com, stamlaw.com. It's very easy to remember. It's double M, stamlaw.com on the internet. Or please give their main number a call at 631-5767 and let their family help your family.
Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
What does the redshirt treatment really mean for you? It means getting answers without having to jump through hoops. It means getting access to the care you need, so you can put your mind at ease, and getting more ways to stay active, while also helping those in our community who really need it. What does the redshirt treatment mean? Having 1,000 local people who are all about your health. Learn more about independent health at redshirttreatment.com.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. What if I told you you could travel without the hassle of planning, navigating, or organizing your trip? Travel Brilliant and Senior Radio can make that happen. Join me on a once-in-a-lifetime trip through the Canadian Rockies on the famous Rocky Mountaineer. Rocky Mountaineer has elevated rail travel to match the grandeur of Western Canada's most majestic landscapes. But you must hurry. This trip is almost sold out and there are limited seats left. May 2022 is the perfect time to join in our continuing adventures to experience Gold Leaf service while forging new friendships and memories over gourmet meals and awe-inspiring views from Vancouver Harborfront, Lake Louise, Banff, and finishing in Calgary. What's included in your Rocky Mountaineer vacation? Superior luxury hotel accommodations, ground transfers, all-day light train travel, breakfast daily, two lunches on board, daily sightseeing tours, national park pass, and much more. Time is running out. Contact Denise from Travel Brilliant today at 417-7824. That's 417-7824. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Hi again, everybody. Linda Pellegrino with you as always, and I plan to be for a long time host of Senior Radio Buffalo. Listen, whether you're getting ready to count down your holidays, the new year, whatever it is, you know, there's 20 different holidays at this time of year for different faiths, different people, different cultures. So I can say happy holidays, and it may be 3 days after Christmas, and it still applies to somebody. Plus, we do have New Year's as well. But the bottom line is we're going to be making a turn on this year, and we have a brand new one to start us off, and we want it to be as wonderful as it can be for each and every one of us. Now, it can't be if you feel that you are at your workplace still kind of the victim of maybe a little bit of illegal discrimination, sexual harassment, age-related issues, retaliation, whatever the case may be. You do have an advocate. You do not have to suffer in silence. We're speaking this morning with Lindy Korn. She's the owner and founder of the law firm of Lindy Korn, and her number is 1-856-KORN with a K, 1-856-5676. And I welcome Lindy to the show once again this morning. Our chats are legendary, Lindy. It's great to have you back.
I feel like I'm in your living room or something. I really enjoy our discussion.
I know, because you know you are such a font of knowledge, and I'm just sucking it all up at this end, going, okay, what? Like an average person going, okay, really? This happens? So I learn so much every time you're on. And you're bringing up a great point this morning, because there was an article about female lawyers. And it's funny, because female lawyers can be as much a situation of discrimination and harassment and retaliation, just like anybody else. You'd think a law office would know better. But female lawyers, what happens when they kind of get treated like the office mom? And that's an issue. So wait, let's talk about that this morning.
Oh, well, you know, I do want to say that, you know, there are many issues where genders, transgenders, everyone can be discriminated against in any workplace. However, I did want to discuss what has been circulating, which is, you know, articles about female lawyers who are mothers being treated as office moms. So, you know, there have been some statistics and studies done, you know, that when it comes to organizing parties, when it comes to recognizing people's birthdays, when it comes to helping, doing a lot of very important administrative tasks, you know, and it doesn't necessarily rely on your title, but that it usually is still the female taking the notes.
Right.
And it's very interesting that, you know, and I'm talking really a lot of, you know, law very large law firms. I mean, some things are changing. But, you know, even if you look at the way pregnant workers are treated, you know, in firms. Oftentimes, it's not anything that is said, but they somehow get off the promotional track. They're not taken as seriously.
Very interesting. Okay, so have any cases been brought to court just on this?
Yeah, there are a lot of, you know, I don't have the statistics, but I would answer you in the affirmative.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it also, it's sort of like many bar associations have young lawyers committees, and sometimes issues like this, or they have started having working family committees. And those are very important new initiatives, you know, to make sure that, for instance, both fathers and mothers, you know, have the right to take time, but also not to lose their standing. It's more subtle. It's like you're treated like, well, you know, you're tired because you stayed up last night because your baby wouldn't sleep, and we can see you're tired, and you're really not pulling your weight. And that may not, you may look tired, but you may absolutely be pulling your weight. Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So it's sort of a subtle difference. And, of course, that subtlety will not be sufficient for a case. But it's everything cumulatively that comes together. And there is a change. It's starting. But you know, they used to have, there used to be a saying, I believe you might remember it as well, Linda, where you would say, oh, that woman, she's the partner's wife at work.
Right. Sure, work. Sure, absolutely.
And, you know, many times, you know, perhaps there would be an allegation that the person was either favoring or having an affair with someone that they picked out at work who really looked like the person's wife.
Right,
at home. I mean, you know, we can't say this is just in the 50s because people don't talk about it. But you know, there was a very important case where a woman wasn't promoted because she didn't dress in femininely enough.
Oh, wow. You know,
she wore pantsuits all the time, and she was viewed as being too aggressive and not feminine enough.
Oh, wow. You know,
And it's not that old of a case, you know. So, you know, it is important, you know, when you're at meetings and there's an impromptu note taking, you know, it's important to make sure that you make sure everybody takes a turn.
Amazing. But, you know, you still hear that today. Oh, she's his work wife. We still hear that. You know, that's amazing. But, yeah, the problem is, when it goes the next step, and then you find that person isn't getting, you know, the respect and the jobs and, you know, everything else that goes with that job and that title. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's like if you have children and you also need to and want to work, it sometimes feels like you're on an office mom track.
Right.
And, you know, how do you deal with that? You know, it's not that you're not being given, you know, being allowed to do your job. It's the way, it's a subtle thing. It's the way you're spoken to. It's things that you, it's just a little bit of a difference. But it really is a huge difference to the person who feels it.
Wow. Especially because usually to get to that point, you're at a place for a long time. And, you know, you have a lot of trust in people. And, you know, and I think something like that kind of like hits you all at once, that's where you are now. You know what I mean? It's like, wait a minute. Yeah. Everybody's kind of moving forward but me.
Well, the one thing that I think is very, you know, not so great of a comment to make is that I always hope that, like, my generation, who faced a lot of discrimination in the workplace, would help the younger generation.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, sometimes we find people saying, oh, just deal with it. I had to deal with it. You can deal with it. You know, right. Which is really sad because that's not how progress is made.
No, you know, it's so funny you would say that, Lindy, because I know for, you know, for many years, just, of course, a lot of women will be nodding, listening to this, because I had some women who are wonderful and I had some women who acted just like that. And instead of kind of being your best friend on the job, they were your worst enemy, because like you say, they said, well, this is how it, this is what I've done all these years, you know, you're no better than me.
Right. And that's just, you know, I mean, you know, I have found if you treat people and give them a pass when they need it, it's such a great relationship that comes from that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's amazing.
And we all need it. We all need consideration at some point in our careers, you know. But it's very much, I guess what I'm saying is there are still a lot of stereotypes.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know? And it's certainly not just women. It can happen over any of the protected classes. But, you know, since women are the ones that actually carry a child, mm-hmm. It starts really when you make that decision to have children.
Yeah.
It really isn't something that a law firm handles particularly well.
Mm. And so, everybody, the thing is, the point of all this is that, yeah, even in law firms, this is it's rampant. It can happen. It can happen to anybody. And you can find yourself in a position where, you know what, you say to yourself, after all this time, I think I am suffering from discrimination. It can be quiet, and it can be very, very, you know, in your face. Sexual harassment, age discrimination, retaliation. This is what Lindy Korn does. She is in your corner. She's the owner and founder of the law firm of Lindy Korn. Nobody does it better. Give her a call now. Get your pen ready. It's 1-716-856-KORN with a K, KORN, or 1-716-856-5676. You may find that this is the best call you make today.
The U.S. has now surpassed 900,000 COVID-19 related deaths, and infectious disease experts now saying that it's all but certain COVID death toll in the U.S. will hit 1 million. More from ABC's Philippon.
The U.S. marked 800,000 COVID-19 deaths just 7 weeks ago. The death rate speeding up in recent weeks, partially due to the highly contagious Omicron variant, but signs now point to a waning Omicron surge.
In Minneapolis, more protests planned today over the death of 22-year-old Amir Locke, who was fatally shot when police stormed a residence to execute a no-knock search warrant. Locke was not the subject of the warrant. A woman who worked at a Colorado ranch owned by Michael Bloomberg, the former mayor of New York, rescued after being kidnapped and forced to drive to Cheyenne, Wyoming. Investigators say the suspect, Joseph Beecher, was looking for Bloomberg's daughters and wanted to, quote, make an international scene. Beecher carrying an AR-15 and a handgun when he was arrested. He's charged with kidnapping in federal court. Dave Packer, ABC News.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Last week, I was at a senior center, and a fellow sitting next to me, he was probably about my age, and a woman walked over to him and said, I hope you don't mind me telling you this, but there's a suppository in your ear. And she walked away, and the guy turned to me. He had a look of terror on his face, and I said, what's wrong? He says, now I know where my hearing aid went. Obviously, that was a joke.
And not a very good one.
Well, there's a lot of jokes about us, senior citizens, that is. But I have some positive news about being a senior citizen. When I learned some of the statistics regarding the current pandemic, I congratulate everybody listening to this broadcast, because in the area of mental health, we, that is, senior citizens, did much, much better than the age group between 35 and 55. And that's because of our advantage. What advantage, you're probably asking yourselves now. But I'll tell you, with the passing of the years, the average person gains wisdom. And wisdom breeds courage. And when I talk about courage, it doesn't necessarily mean that you don't have any fear. Courage means that you don't let fear stop you from living and enjoying your life. You know, us old people, we're just young people who've been around for a while, or in some cases, a very long time. And with time comes wisdom, and with wisdom comes courage. We have all lived through trying times, and I especially like this quote from Eleanor Roosevelt. You gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience in which you really stop to look fear in the face. And that, my friends, is our advantage.
Hey, everybody, Linda Pellegrino here with you. As usual, it wouldn't be Senior Radio Buffalo without you and me getting together. And, you know, this is the beginning of a new year. We want to take what has happened behind us and push it back, look forward, think about the kinds of things we want to accomplish. Think about the things you want to do this year. Now, if foot pain and incorrect finally had said, look, we're going to do something different. We're going to do something better. Instead of just making the same mistake over and over again and purchasing shoes that really don't work on his feet. And let's face it, all of our feet are unique. Whether you have thin feet, you have wide feet, you have bunions, you have heel issues, we're all different. And to think about throwing your feet constantly into cookie cutter shoes, you know, you're going to buy a shoe. Does it fit? Well, wait a minute. Instead of trying to make your foot fit the shoe, how about having the shoe fitting your foot? Okay? You can do that because that's what they do over at SAS Shoes. And when my husband and Bob and I got there, and Bob was able to work with Aaron and Donna or Ron and actually work on getting the correct orthotic married to the best shoe you can get made right here in the USA. Well, let me tell you, he was a different guy by the time we left. Aaron Tallman is the owner of SAS Shoes. Aaron, I cannot thank you enough for that experience.
Oh, you're welcome, and we're happy to have you both come into the store and help you out with more comfortable footwear.
And Aaron, I have seen from your other happy customers that were perusing the shoes and the sandals and the heels and all the other beautiful shoes that you've got in the boots next door. You have been around for quite a while making people happy. Tell us about your SAS product.
Yes, so the SAS product, it's San Antonio Shoemakers, all made here in Texas, known for their comfort, quality, and also their fit. They do come in all different sizes and widths. Women's, we start at size 4, go up to size 12, and they'll start at a slim width, which is a triple A, which is very hard to find those narrow widths nowadays for the lady customers, and then go all the way to a triple wide width. Men's, we start at size 6, go up to size 16, also in slim widths, a 2 triple wide.
Amazing, amazing. Mm-hmm. And same with the Route 5 boots. So if you are a hunter, or if you are outside, you have a profession where, you know, you just like to wear boots. Same kind of quality, same kind of great fit, and the same opportunity to get what you need that fits your foot.
Yes. Yeah. On the Route 5 side, we have, from hiking boots, winter boots, safety footwear, work boots for around the house.
And I have my insert on the in, so I have the double. I've got an insert in the right shoe. And now I cannot wait for Senior Radio to start traveling again. We're supposed to be heading up to Canada in May, and I'm pretty sure we're moving on that. We're going. And my husband now with his footwear, he's not going to kind of give me that look like, please don't ask me to walk anywhere. Now he's really psyched about it, and it's really, really helped a lot. And that has been the common denominator from your other clients that I've talked to coming in and out of the store is that, look, this is where you want to be. We're not 16 anymore. Our feet are a reflection of a good life lived. Let us not punish them anymore by throwing them into, you know, really lousy shoes, so to speak, and cheap sneakers.
That's right. And with the SAS brand and the brands on the Route 5 side, we can get our customers more healthy and active and having more comfort on those trips, wherever it might be, just overall better comfort walking experience.
And, you know, even if you're going to go into a big box store and buy sneakers, if you want a name brand, you're paying for the swoosh. You are paying for that. But when you look real carefully, the shoe is basically glued together, this and that. When you go into SAS, these shoes are sewn. Beautiful leather. These shoes are going to last you a long time.
That's correct. That you could just really feel the difference in the quality and in the footwear, for sure.
Absolutely. And so what we want you to do, folks, is to discover the SAS experience. Go and talk to Aaron. Go talk to Donna. Go talk to Ron. These are people who really know about their product. You're not going to go in and talk to some kid who basically says, I don't know, I got to go ask so-and-so. No, these folks are really proud of the products that they have. And Aaron, I got to tell you, you've got handbags, you've got socks. You have so many different types of things to shop for in that store.
We do. Whether footwear needs, we've got it all covered. And then, like you had mentioned, with Ron, Donna, and also Paul and myself, there's probably over 125 years of shoe fitting experience there between the four of us to help our customers out. And if you have any foot issues, foot discomfort, we can help solve some of those problems for you and give you more comfort.
Yeah, SAS Shoes has been around a long time, folks, because you know why? They're the only place in town that does what they do. The only place that has that kind of knowledge when you go in to have your foot issues addressed. Don't be embarrassed about your feet. Our feet have carried us through this entire life. They are what they are, but don't punish them anymore by trying to force them into shoes where it's just not working. Because you know what? When you do that, you're really starting problems from your feet that might go to your knee, might go to your hip. And now you're saying to yourself, am I going to not enjoy these wonderful, you know, senior years in my life because of my foot problems? That's going to be over with once you really discover the SAS shoe experience. And I got to tell you, Aaron, it was a lot of fun being in there. And as you say all the time, it's about comfort, fit, and quality. And you'll do everything you can to make sure the person leaves with the right fit.
That's right. And, you know, it's always great when the customers, we try them on their feet, and they're so pleased with the comfort and so happy, they wear them right out of the store. They don't want to take them off their feet. So it's always nice. Put the old ones in the box, and I'm keeping the new ones on.
I noticed that. They're kind of swinging the bags because the bags are a lot lighter with nothing in them. They are on their feet. You know, this might be a great time if you know someone who hasn't really given any kind of thought to their footwear. This is a great time of year to take them to SAS Shoes. You know, have that experience. Start out with lunch. Go on over and have them discover this for themselves. The SAS Shoes make a great gift, Aaron.
Yes, they do. And we do gift cards as well. So you can always come in and get a gift card for one of your loved ones or relative. And then they can come in and do the shopping experience on their own. So we've got a lot of offerings there.
And, you know, I from speaking from experience, we had gone to SAS because of my husband. But then, you know what? I put my foot on the orthotic reader, too, and got myself a pair of SAS sneakers with the right orthotic. And I have to tell you, walking is so much it's even more enjoyable than it was before. It's almost like I feel like I have a rolling motion to my foot. Mm-hmm. Every foot can benefit from the right orthotic and the right shoe.
That's exactly right. And you don't need to have foot issues or foot pain to benefit from having that orthotic or a better fitting shoe. So a lot of those issues are preventable. So if you come in and just need good footwear and that orthotic insert and the good footwear, it's going to keep a lot of those foot issues from ever occurring. And so even people without any foot issues, you can still come in and enjoy the benefits of our shoes and footwear.
Yeah, because the styles are outrageous. I mean, I loved the flats that I saw. I like the wedges. They were beautiful. And the sandals are very stylish as well. But you're absolutely right. Don't look for trouble down the road. Mm-hmm. As people are telling you that they're having foot issues, go ahead and get the right foot. Make sure it is wide enough if you have that bunion. And this way you won't have problems well into your 70s, your 80s, and beyond.
That's right. We want our customers to enjoy those later years in life, the golden years, and be healthy, active, and more comfortable.
Yeah, and let's not forget this, folks. Your shoes are super important when it comes to our balance, okay? We do not want shoes that are going, you know, where the tread might be just made out of plastic, very slippery this time of year. But balance is so important to us as seniors. You want to be stable from the ground up. And really, the SAS experience and going in and finding the correct shoe for you, and nobody will ever know that it's, well, they won't know that it's a, it doesn't look like the old orthotic shoes of the past. Nobody is ever going to look down and say, wow, you know, where'd you get that? No, the SAS shoes are awesome when it comes to fashion. I love my sneakers. They look just like another brand name, which I won't mention. But they're beautiful. I mean, they look every bit or nicer than a lot of the shoes that you'll be looking for this spring.
That's right. You know, whether it's the sandals, the sneakers, the shoes, it's all about stylish comfort nowadays.
And I had told Aaron that I'm a biker now. I love getting on my bike. Aaron actually had sports socks that are made for left and right feet. Aaron, I'd never seen that before.
Yes, the OS1 brand, they make some really, really nice socks, and they are anatomically correct, right and left feet for the socks.
Isn't that something? So again, the SAS shoe experience is something that actually works for your unique feet. You don't have a foot in any kind of a shape that Aaron and his staff have never seen before, but it is time to actually pay attention to what we've been walking on all these years and improve what we've been doing so that these wonderful feet of ours, these God-made feet of ours, can continue working and carrying us through the rest of our life. We can do this, folks, just by visiting SAS Shoes and sitting down and working with these great professionals, looking at their it's a superior product compared to what you're going to find in the big box stores. The SAS shoes are awesome shoes. I hope to never wear anything but a shoe that has that brand on it, because I know what I'm getting and I know what I'm getting for my money. The SAS shoes are awesome. The orthotics are awesome. They are all well-made footwear made in the United States. And as Aaron said, it's comfort, fit, and quality. It's time to give our feet a little bit more respect as we go into 2022, Aaron. And I'm sure you've had a lot of happy customers come back and tell you that their walking experience is entirely different now.
That's exactly right. That's our, you know, most rewarding experience is when we get the repeat customers coming back year after year for their footwear.
Yeah, even if they move out of town, they go ahead and they contact you and they tell you what they want and you send it out to them.
That's right. Yes, it's 100% right. And you know, we develop the relationship with the customers. And you know, I have a 10-year-old daughter, and you know, customers can remember when I had her in the store when she was a baby. You know,
wow.
And how you know, they're always asking how she's doing, and you know, it's always nice having that relationship with the customers.
Well, I'm thrilled to have this relationship with you, because as people know from listening to the show, I'm picky about who's going to be on with us. And when I know that it's a wonderful client like you, Aaron, who has this great store, SAS Shoes, I know our Western New York listening population is going to be very, very happy, and you're going to solve a myriad of problems that start from the bottom up. So there we go. Aaron Tolman from SAS Shoes, Main and Transit, Transittown Plaza. They're open today, open Monday through Saturday, or else give them a call at 716-631-1002, and you tell them Linda sent you.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up. Overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
What does the redshirt treatment really mean for you? It means getting answers without having to jump through hoops. It means getting access to the care you need so you can put your mind at ease and getting more ways to stay active while also helping those in our community who really need it. What does the red shirt treatment mean? Having 1,000 local people who are all about your health. Learn more about independent health at redshirttreatment.com.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. What if I told you you could travel without the hassle of planning, navigating, or organizing your trip? Travel Brilliant and Senior Radio can make that happen. Join me on a once-in-a-lifetime trip through the Canadian Rockies on the famous Rocky Mountaineer. Rocky Mountaineer has elevated rail travel to match the grandeur of Western Canada's most majestic landscapes. But you must hurry. This trip is almost sold out, and there are limited seats left. May 2022 is the perfect time to join in our continuing adventures to experience Gold Leaf service while forging new friendships and memories over gourmet meals and awe-inspiring views from Vancouver Harborfront, Lake Louise, Banff, and finishing in Calgary. What's included in your Rocky Mountaineer vacation? Superior luxury hotel accommodations, ground transfers, all-day light train travel, breakfast daily, two lunches on board, daily sightseeing tours, national park pass, and much more. Time is running out. Contact Denise from Travel Brilliant today at 417-7824. That's 417-7824. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
WBEN.
Good morning, everyone. Linda Pellegrino. I am so happy to be with you back here on Senior Radio Buffalo. We talk about things that are super important to living our best lives. We have these wonderful golden years ahead of us. And you know what? For our loved ones who are seniors, they may be older than us. Every day is a gift with everyone who's around us. And if you're taking care of a senior, you know that, yes, it's a gift, but it's also a big responsibility. And you may be finding that you can't give everything that you can. This person now requires more than you can give. And when it comes to decisions like that, such important decisions, you don't want to make them in haste. You want to make them with education and with love involved. Well, you also don't want to do it alone. What you want to do is get a care manager like Roxanne Sorensen on your team. Roxanne created Elder Care Solutions of Western New York to talk to people like you and me about what we need in our lives for ourselves and for our loved ones who are also elderly. What kind of choices do we have? What do we have here in Western New York that's going to fit best for our loved one? So let's welcome in Roxanne to the conversation and we'll go from there. Hi, Roxanne.
Hi, Linda. Thanks for having me.
Listen, it is a pleasure to be able to tell everybody what it is you do. You have helped so many people here in Western New York make some really tough decisions and make those decisions easier because they're not made in a crisis situation. You can have conversations with people and learn about what their needs are. And right now we're hearing all across the medical field that staffing is tough. Everybody's looking for qualified people. And that's got to be true when it comes to nursing homes and healthcare facilities that they're low on staff.
They really, truly are. And, you know, I hate to say this, COVID helped make that lack of staffing happen. But the lack of staff has been going on 5-10 years, and it's now just been exacerbated because of this crisis that we're in. You know, the hard part is people don't want to be aides, or we have our state that raises the minimum wage and facilities can't match, you know, going to Aldi's or a restaurant for $20 an hour. So we're seeing a lack of staff in these buildings or even in the home care industry. So then these facilities are shutting down units. So they're at half capacity. And I admire them for saying, listen, we can't take anybody else. We need to still provide good care. I understand what they're doing, but it's now limiting us being able to place someone in a facility who desperately needs it. Their families aren't able to stay home with their loved ones or provide this more intensive care, so they're winding up in a hospital setting. Wow. And then from there, they're getting placed because right now you have to make that person safe. And if you can't do that at home, that's your only option. I mean, 6 months ago, if you told me, oh, I need to place my mom in a nursing home, I would have said, oh, no problem. That's easy. I got it covered. Now I'm looking at well, maybe. I don't know. It's really hard. They're not really taking admissions. And that's really a hard conversation to a family when they're sitting across from you, desperate for help, that I don't really have a really precise answer to that.
And it would only be worse if they didn't have you, Roxanne, because they're looking at facility A and they're looking at facility B, and they're going through and everything looks fine, but they don't know that facility B has 40% less staff than A. It's not something that's going to be very apparent when you go for an intake.
Very true. And, you know, the buildings are doing such a good job of trying to provide all the services that they need to do. It's truly not on them that this is happening. They recruit all the time, and I know the home care agencies do the same. If you hire 10 people, you probably have one or two that stay. It's really become a desperate situation, and hopefully the government or the people in power start making some changes so that our loved ones are cared for. These are human beings. They can't be left unattended. You know, it's they don't want to get neglected, and, you know, it's hard to watch a loved one sit and wait for services and wonder, is my mom really being cared for tonight? And that's not fair to your mom, your dad, yourself, or those buildings who are trying the best that they can.
Yeah, and you know, COVID only made things more complicated because now they're being left alone because they're quarantining. You know, if they're being tested positive, and that's no good for anybody.
No, not at all. And you know, someone with dementia who recognized their loved one maybe didn't know really who that person truly was, but could recognize them, and now has been isolated for so long and doesn't know who that person is. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, you don't get that time back.
No, you don't.
Yeah, and you know, now we're hearing in the news about the numbers where we're realizing that people in the hospital, just because they may be tested positive for COVID, that's not why they went there. You know what I mean? They could be almost asymptomatic. So, but you're being painted with that same brush, and again, that means more loneliness if you're possibly a senior who's been tested positive. And like you say, and you add something like dementia to it, and it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare for the patient. It's a nightmare for the family.
It truly is. And, you know, without going, I don't do political, but, you know, it's hard. I think, and this is my personal opinion, we just need to live our lives. We really need to let us start going back to, you know, dealing with how life is and letting our loved ones be involved, not limiting their accessibility. If my loved one was on their deathbed and you're telling me I can't see them, there would be hell hath no fury. You know, mm-hmm. There's no way you're going to stop me from seeing my loved one. And the bad part is the nursing homes get blamed. The assisted livings get blamed. They're not the ones making the rules. They're just ones that have to enforce them and be the bad guy.
But that changes a bit, Roxanne, once you're on somebody's team, because
yes.
You know where to steer away from, and you know who's handling this better, and you can save that family an awful lot of time and aggravation and a lot of money by having that information and having that work to their advantage.
Yeah, we do the best we can in managing that, and there sometimes there is no good answer, but we can work through it and work with those buildings to make it where everyone is happy. Both sides are on the same page, and sometimes it's just the communication. You know, the buildings are running around, they're trying to get services in place or provide care to that one individual or a floor of people, and the family feels like they're getting ignored. It really isn't that. They're just trying to do their jobs, and sometimes just better communication is the way to go.
Yes, and when you all of a sudden need a service, you need it now.
Yeah.
And now wait a minute, now you got the paperwork, and now you got to put this all into plan. This takes time when you need it now, and that creates the crisis. Roxanne Sorensen of Elder Care Solutions of Western New York, once you recruit Roxanne and her team, the only call you need to make is to Roxanne to put all this into action, and it happens immediately.
It does. We want to make sure that you're getting the best of what you need. And sometimes it's simply just getting a quick phone call in, because I know who to call. I know who the players are and how it works. And, you know, I know the lingo differently than families. And, you know, sometimes the buildings can give us a little bit more information and a bigger background of what's going on, where, you know, maybe it is the family who's not being realistic. It doesn't always mean they're right. So sometimes we have to have that conversation with the family and paint an accurate picture and show them what part they're playing in this conversation. And maybe they are the problem.
And you know, Roxanne, it occurs to me too that you being the third person, so to speak, you might get more honest answers out of the seniors that are, you know, you're looking to care for than maybe, you know, their relatives, just because they feel that as an outsider, they can be more objective talking to you. There's no passion with, you know, hurt feelings.
Agreed. And that's why a lot of times the senior themselves will ask for a private meeting, you know, where they can just openly have a conversation without their children involved, because they can say a few things that maybe they don't want their children to hear, and we can build around that.
Absolutely. Roxanne Sorensen, this is, an incredibly important call, folks, an important phone number. Roxanne is the owner of Elder Care Solutions of Western New York, a business she founded due to helping her father. They're at 4255 Harlem Road. And once again, the number is 716-823-1476. That's 716-823-1476.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!